alive, people. Listen, people. People, we gotta wake up, people. What do I mean, wake up? And we have to, as Christians, have zero tolerance to what I'm gonna talk about today. I've noticed, you know, in the city or I've noticed that there are churches, right? And unfortunately, I don't know what they're trying to prove, these churches or whoever is responsible for the church. I don't know what they're trying to prove by having the rainbow flag part of a church, on the church, like to have the gay flag, the rainbow flag shown on church property, you know. Honestly, I don't know what they're trying to prove by that. I've seen some sayings about justice and this and that. Listen, people, I'm not an authority on religion or Christian religion. I can honestly tell you that. I'm no authority, but I'm a lay person. I'm a person, I'm a Christian, and we're Christians. And we have the right to express our feelings, not as an authority, but as just common folks, just everyday people, everyday Christians. And this is unacceptable. We have to have zero tolerance to these people that believe having the rainbow flag on church property is justice, love, I don't know what you want to call it. First of all, it is wrong. It is the devil, in my opinion. I've heard theories of the rainbow flag being some sort of excuse and say, well, everyone's welcome, right? And, like, if you're gay, you're welcome to the church. Like, are you honestly going to disrespect the Holy Trinity and have that flag to say all people are accepted in church, like gay people are accepted in church? Like, what are you trying to prove by this? Everyone knows who's read the Bible that it's a no-brainer. Whoever's a sinner, must go to church to be saved and to be blessed and have the grace of God. So what are you trying to do? Like people, like these people in they're part of the church, and like, are you trying to prove something that what God didn't prove? God proved it to us. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I came for the sick, not for the well," meaning, why did the Lord die for us? It's for sinners. And you don't have to pretend like you know more than God and we're going to have the rainbow flag to prove something. What, historically what? Historically what? You're going to talk about historically. I've heard historically about discrimination against homosexuals, gay people. Well, it depends what part of the world and when. What does that mean anyways? Because humans are sinners and they're haters. That, you know what I'm saying? This is the church here. This is God's house, not your own house, haters. Because you're a hater when you put the rainbow flag on the church property. Like, you're better than God and say, God, you know, your word means nothing. So I have to prove it to the people that gay people are welcome. Everyone's welcome. You know, God doesn't need you or me or anyone else. You know, doesn't need you to put a private private sexual orientation of certain people on the church property. And guess what, people? I don't know if you know, I don't know if you know, these people in churches want to forget something, that homosexuality is a sin, number one. Just like masturbation, adultery, fornication. Like, well, I don't get it. Like, you, what do you want to tell the people it's okay? Like, you know, you bash every other sin, but if you're a homosexual, you're gay, it's not a sin no more because we accepted it. You know, it's a human right. Like, come on, people. This is unacceptable. What you're doing is wrong. Whoever is responsible for this trend today of putting the rainbow flag on churches is wrong, okay? There's zero tolerance. It's unacceptable. God does not need you or me or anyone else to prove anything. And in his house, who's welcome and who's not welcomed, okay? You're going to say historically, you know, some people were persecuted for being gay and this and that. Even today, people are persecuted for being gay. What's that supposed to mean? What authority do you have in these churches to put a private orientation, a sexual orientation of a group of people and put it on a sin, representing sin? Representing sin on the church property. Like, God, what you're saying is, you know, a sinful act, you know, sexual sinful act is portrayed like it's something good, you know, like it's good to be gay. No, it's not. And it's not me who decided it's an abomination. It's God. God says it's an abomination, just like fornication, just like masturbation, adultery. You know, it's not us. You know, we didn't make the rules. You know what I'm saying? We're Christians. We believe Adam and Eve. You know, Eve was made for Adam. But there, you know, God forgives all sin, you know, except for one, you know. But my point is that it's a forgivable sin. And yes, there's discrimination against gays, even today. But that doesn't mean you want to prove what? I don't understand. What do you want to prove? It's a safe haven, like it's safe? Like, you're representing God, like you're a God or something? Like, we know, Christians know, and whoever reads the Bible, that we don't need a rainbow flag to tell the people who Jesus Christ, the Holy Trinity, is and their love for us, the children. No matter if you're gay or straight, the Lord loves us the same. You don't. What are you trying to prove to me? It's like there's something evil about it. Like there's how I see it. Is like there's a catch to it. There's some sort of propaganda to it. You're not doing it, in my opinion, you're not doing it for a safe haven or everyone welcome. You know? That's not how I see it. Because you can't. What are you trying to prove? And I'll say it because this is unacceptable. You know? I'm no authority, and you're no authority. No one has the authority to put any type of private peoples on any church, you know. You know what I'm saying? Shame on you, because this is bad. This is zero tolerance. You know what you're doing is wrong. You're trying to show something, like perpetrate something, to say, well, gays are right. It's a human right. So you know what I'm saying? It's not bad. It's not a sin, you know. And we know it's a sin, just like every sin. But that doesn't mean God loves us. We're not welcome in his house. It's the people, the people have discriminated. And it depends what time in history and where in history, you know what I'm saying? People have been discriminated. But you have no authority, absolutely no authority, whoever you are, to do this. And I'm going to stand up for it. You know, this is wrong what you're doing. And I hope you change this ridiculous theory or some theory. You're representing God. You know what I'm saying? Shame on you. You know? And I won't even get into, you know, what these people are doing with clergy and same-sex marriage. I won't get into that. I won't get into that, but shame on you. Remove every flag of any private people or organization or anything off church property. If you're a church, show you're a church. You know? God does not need this. God does not need you to prove anything for him. We can't prove anything about God. It says, I believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and all things visible and invisible. And one Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We can't prove nothing. God does not need you or me, anyone, to prove anything about him. Okay? Remove those flags because it's a disgrace. You're disgracing yourself. You're making yourselves look foolish. And you're not a good example for God's house. You're not a good example. Okay? I don't care what your reasons are. They're not good. And they make no sense.